Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah begins with the word Shenemar, and some opinions believe that the word should not be there because it doesn't really fit. Rather, the Mishnah just begins with the quote from a Pasuk, Ves kol shlola tikbots al toch rechova. All of the booty, all of the items that of the city, that of Irani Dacha, should be gathered into the major plaza or the open street, the Gomer, etc. The rest of the pasuk says, and they will be burned there. In Ein La Rechov, if it doesn't have a major street, Osin La Rechov, they need to make a street. Haya Rechova Chutzala, if its Rechov is actually found outside the city, Konsin Osola Socha, you bring it into the city, you extend the walls of the city around it, so it's in out in the city. Then the pasuk says, V'sarafta va'esh esorir, you burn with fire the city, v'eskol shlala, all of its items, kolu l'Hashem alokecha, completely burnt to Hashem, your God, shlala v'lo shlal shemayim. We learn from the shlala, from the word, that it's its items, not the shlal of shemayim, not the items that belong to shemayim, to heaven. V'kan amru, from this idea, the Chazal said, ha-hekdesho sheba, if you have items in the city that belong to Hekdesh, yipadu, they should be redeemed. Some believe, the Rambam is of the opinion, that they should then be burned, and others, the Ravid, say that it should not be burned. Now this is talking about things that are mukdash lebedek habayis, for the use of the temple, not karbanos themselves, not the actual sacrifices. However, if it were to be actual sacrifices, since those need to die, since zevach rishoyim to'eva, a carbon brought by a rasha, by an evil person, is considered an abomination, and therefore Hashem, therefore we can't bring such a carbon. The Mishnah continues, the trumas yirkavu, if you have truma, it needs to rot. Now this is only true of truma that's already in the hands of a kohen, has been given to a kohen already, so it's his money, and he's one of the people in the Irani Dachas who has worshipped Avodah Zarah, and therefore it would need to rot, but we do not actually burn it. That would be a certain zilzul, a certain disgrace to the truma, and therefore, since it can't be eaten either, it ends up being set aside just to rot. However, if it's truma that is still owned by a Jew and hasn't been a regular Jew, a Yisrael, and he hasn't given it to a kohen yet, he should give it to a kohen in a different city, because that would be shlal shemayim, that belongs to heaven, and the iser of Irani Dachas has not affected it. Maaser Sheni, if you have fruit or produce of Maaser Sheni, or the redemption money from Maaser Sheni, the Kisrei HaKodesh, or any type of a holy writing, and any of those things that's in the Irani Dachas, Yiganzu, those should be hidden away. That's where the term Geniza comes from, and they should not be burned, because since they have Kedusha, the Mishnah now continues with the term that was used in the Pasuk, Kolo l'Hashem Elokecha. It's totally destroyed to Hashem your God. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says what this means is, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is saying, Im atem osim din b'irani dachas, that if you do the proper judgment to a irani dachas, Ma'ala ani aleichem, I will be considerate, kilu atem malin ola kolo lefanai, as if you brought a completely consumed burnt offering to me. The Mishnah continues quoting the pasuk, V'hoisa tel olam, it should be a hill forever, lo sibana od, it should not be rebuilt, lo se ase afilu ganasu pardesim, Divir of Yossi Aglila. Yossi Aglila is of the opinion that it should not, even if it's not rebuilt as a city, it should not even be rebuilt even as a garden or orchard. It has to remain desolate. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Sibana Od, that it should not be rebuilt, means the Kamo Shehoisa in an Ivnes, that it should not be rebuilt as it once was. Avonasis he, Ganos Upardesim, it can now, though, be used for other purposes, such as gardens and orchards. The pasuk also says, "V'liyidbak b'yadcha mu'uma menachirim." It should not be left in your hand anything at all from the things that are designed to be destroyed. And the reason is, the Mishnah explains, "Shekolz man sharishoyim ba'olam." As long as the evil people or their items are in the world, charon af ba'olam, there's still anger from Hashem in the world of the rishoyim in the olam. When the rishoyim and their items have been destroyed, nistalek charon af min ha'olam, then the anger from Hashem is removed from the world.